Good morning. My guests this morning are Margaret Corin and Kendra Mann from the California Department of Peace Building Campaign, and they are also founders of the Season for Nonviolence Coalition here in Sonoma County. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
I am looking at an event that will be happening tomorrow night at the Peace and Justice Center, and it is a film, a 45-minute documentary called The Cesar Chavez Story, Common Man, Uncommon Vision, a beautiful title. Please talk about this and tell us what to expect.
Okay. It's a beautiful movie, and it's very moving and educational. And it's about the nonviolent. It recounts and celebrates the Chavez's life, mm-hmm. and it's the nonviolent struggles of Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers, a union that he founded, whose lives were put on the line for better wages, safer working conditions, and fair representation.
And the reason that we're celebrating that and showing this film is because he is one of the focuses for nonviolence. When we look at the Season for Nonviolence, which is celebrated in more than 900 cities and 67 countries around the world.
Wow, what an amazing statistic.
It is. It really is. And Cesar Chavez is one of the people that we look up to as far as nonviolent movements and causes. And the Season for Nonviolence, when it was founded in 1998, they listed him and Gandhi and King, and now they've also added the Dalai Lama. But this Cesar Chavez is our guy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Here he is in California, and we've all we remember the things that he accomplished, those of us of a certain age, but it's been kind of forgotten. And now we actually have a guest coming, as well as showing the film, who's going to bring us up to date on what has happened with the United Farm Workers Movement.
Someone
since
from
then.
The UFW?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Lisbeth Valdez, she's the organizing coordinator of Northern California UFW. So she's going to be present.
So this is going to be a wonderful little event at the Peace and Justice Center, starting at 7 tomorrow night. Who else will be there? My press release here says that several people will open it with short addresses, and then perhaps a general discussion at the end of the film.
Yes, that's how it is. Well, we're going to be there, and we're going to talk about our organization, which is the Department of Peacebuilding, and why we started the Season for Nonviolence to promote the nonviolence and actually promote programs at a Department of Peacebuilding would actually support and invest in. And we're also going to have Gina Rupel, who works with the schools in restorative practices, and they're one of the coalition, the restorative resources, and the work that they do is something that we've promoted over the years. We've actually been doing this for 6 years. This is our sixth event.
Wonderful. Well, I always thank people for coming here to tell us what's going on in the world, in their world, and describe it to us a little bit in this short 5-minute space. But some people I also thank for doing what it is they do, and I certainly thank you two for that. I wish we were closer to world peace than we are, but we'll continue hoping.
We're getting there. I think we're under the radar. And
exactly. Yeah. Let me tell people once again that this is the Cesar Chavez Story, Common Man, Uncommon Vision. It's a film that's going to be played tomorrow night at the Peace and Justice Center. Doors opening at 7 p.m. For information online, the best way to do it is to go to agnt.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.